It's Sunday, February 22nd, and welcome to Higher IQ. Try something real quick. Tickle yourself. Run your fingers along your ribs. Wiggle them under your arm. Nothing, right? Maybe a vague awareness that you're now the weirdo poking at your own armpit for no reason. But no laughter. No squirming. Your body just refuses to cooperate. And if you do somehow feel ticklish, congrats. But you're one of the few, and we'll get to why. This bothered Aristotle. It bothered Darwin. It's bothered every five-year-old who's ever tried it. Today, why your brain won't let you have any fun. Here's what's happening. Every time you move, your brain sends itself a memo. Not a metaphorical memo, an actual neural signal called an efference copy. The memo says, "We're about to touch our own ribs. This is us. Don't freak out." Your brain then compares what it predicted against what actually happens. When they match, when you touch yourself exactly where and when expected, your brain files it under boring, ignore. But when someone else tickles you, no memo, no warning. Your brain treats it as an unauthorized intrusion and sounds every alarm it has. Unexpected touch, vulnerable body part, possibly hostile, definitely weird. That's the panic laugh of being tickled. Your brain freaking out because it didn't see this coming. This is the same reason you don't hear your own voice the way others hear it, or feel startled when you clap your own hands. Your brain is constantly filtering out the sensory consequences of your own actions. It's why you can scratch your arm without thinking about it, but flinch when someone else reaches toward you. Your nervous system treats you and everything else as fundamentally different categories of experience. Which raises a question. What if you could trick the system? Scientists built a tickle robot to find out. Researchers at University College London created a device where subjects controlled a robotic arm that tickled their own palm. Move a joystick, the robot touches your hand. Simple. When there was no delay, when the robot touched you the instant you moved, nothing. Your brain saw through it. Still just you. Still boring. Still no laughter. The memo matched the reality, but when they added a delay of just 1/5 of a second, subjects started reporting that it felt ticklish. That tiny gap, 200 milliseconds, barely perceptible, was enough for the brain to lose track. The memo said the touch should have already happened. When it arrived late, the brain couldn't be sure it came from you anymore. 1/5 of a second. That's all it takes to blur the line between yourself and the outside world. Your sense of me is a prediction that updates every few hundred milliseconds, and ticklishness is what happens when the prediction fails. Now here's where it gets strange. There's a group of people who can tickle themselves just fine, people with schizophrenia. In 2000, neuroscientist Sarah Jane Blakemore tested patients who experienced hallucinations and what are called passivity experiences, the feeling that outside forces are controlling your body. When these patients tickled themselves, they rated it just as intense as being tickled by someone else. The prediction system wasn't working. The memo wasn't getting through. Think about what that means. If your brain can't reliably distinguish between actions you're taking and things happening to you, your own thoughts might feel like they're being inserted from outside. Your own inner voice might sound like someone else talking. The boundary between me and not me, which feels so solid, so obvious, starts to dissolve. Researchers tested this on healthy people too. They found that people who score high on schizotypal traits, vivid imaginations, occasional feelings that outside forces are at play, a tendency toward magical thinking, could tickle themselves more successfully than people who scored low. Same touch, same body parts, but their brains weren't filtering as aggressively. The prediction engine was running a little loose. This turns tickling into something unexpectedly profound, a diagnostic window into how your brain constructs the boundary between you and everything else. That boundary isn't a wall. It's a guess, updated constantly, and some brains guess differently than others. One more thing. We're not the only animals with this system. Rats are ticklish. And in 2016, neuroscientists in Berlin proved it. They tickled rats while recording their vocalizations with ultrasonic microphones. Turns out, rats laugh when tickled. They emit rapid chirps at 50 kilohertz, way above human hearing range. To us, a tickled rat just looks like it's squirming silently. But with the right equipment, you can hear them giggling. The researchers had to learn proper technique. You can't be gentle, that just confuses them. Rats like rough play, the same way kids prefer being tossed in the air to being lightly poked. Vigorous belly tickles, playful chasing. The rats would pursue the researcher's hand, demanding more, and when really delighted, they'd perform what the German scientists adorably named Freudensprünge, joy jumps. Spontaneous little hops of pure happiness. But mood mattered. When the researchers put rats under bright lights on an elevated platform, conditions that make them anxious, the tickling, stopped working. Same touch, no laughter. Darwin noticed this about human kids too. A child tickled by a stranger will scream, not laugh. Ticklishness requires safety. Your brain has to believe this is play, not threat, or the whole system shuts down. The researchers found the exact cluster of neurons responsible, and when they stimulated those neurons electrically, no touching at all, the rats laughed anyway. They'd found the tickle switch. Here's the part that makes this matter. Rats that get tickled regularly as juveniles grow up to be more social and more resilient. Rats deprived of play become anxious, struggle to form bonds, and show signs of depression. Tickling isn't just a weird reflex. It seems to be how young mammals learn that other bodies can be sources of joy, that touch from others can mean safety, not just threat. There's even evidence that rat laughter is contagious. Researchers found that rats who merely watched other rats get tickled would start vocalizing and doing joy jumps themselves. They caught the giggles. And apparently rats prefer live performance. When scientists played recordings, instead of tickling a real rat, the observers barely reacted. Just like humans, they want the real thing. So what does all this add up to? You can't tickle yourself because your brain is too good at predicting your own actions. Every movement comes with a memo, and that memo tells your sensory system what to expect and what to ignore. It's an elegant system. It keeps you from being overwhelmed by your own body. It lets you focus on the world instead of constantly noticing your own breathing, your own heartbeat, your own fingers against your own skin. But that same system is doing something bigger. It's constructing your sense of self. The feeling that there's a you in here and a world out there. That feeling is built, moment by moment, by a brain that's keeping track of which sensations it authorized and which ones came from somewhere else. Ticklishness is what happens when that tracking fails. A glitch in the machinery of selfhood that makes you laugh when someone gets you in the ribs. And the fact that some people can tickle themselves isn't a party trick. It's a clue that the boundary we all take for granted, the line between me and not me, is more fragile than it feels. Aristotle tried to solve this 2,400 years ago. He figured it had something to do with surprise and deception. He was close. The real answer is that your brain is running a constant, millisecond by millisecond prediction about what you're doing and what you should feel. When the prediction holds, you're boringly in control. When it breaks, you're either laughing uncontrollably or, in rarer cases, questioning whether your thoughts are your own. Go try to tickle yourself one more time. That nothing you feel? That's your brain working exactly as designed. A tiny bureaucracy filing memos about what to expect, keeping you sane by keeping you boring. At least to yourself. Stay informed, stay curious, and we'll see you tomorrow.